Other loci of activation were seen in the extrastriate visual cortex. These results suggest that mystical experiences are mediated by several brain regions and systems. Second, when the nuns were recalling autobiographical memories, the brain activity was different from that of the mystical state. So we know for certain that the mystical state is something other than an emotional state. The abundance of theta activity during the mystical condition clearly demonstrated a marked alteration of consciousness in the nuns. It is noteworthy that previous qEEG studies have shown increased theta activity in the frontal cortex during a type of Zen meditation called su-soku and a blissful state in meditation, sahaja yoga meditation. The nuns told us in self-report scales and qualitative interviews conducted at the end of our experiments that the mystical states that they experienced during fMRI scanning and qEEG recording were different in quality from their recollections of their original mystical experiences when they were asked at the beginning of the experiment to try to self-induce a mystical state. In other words, we had succeeded in measuring the brain activity of the nuns while they went on to an actual mystical state. Do our findings prove that mystics contact a power outside themselves? No, because there is no way to prove or disprove that from one side only. If you volunteered as a subject at our lab, our studies could not show that you were remembering a conversation with a traffic officer, your high school heartthrob, or a dying relative, if you did not tell us that, and we had no data on how you usually react in those kinds of situations. What we can do, however, is determine the patterns that are consistent with certain types of experiences. Thus, we can rule out some explanations because, for example, a complex pattern is not consistent with a simple explanation. To the extent that spiritual experiences are experiences in which we contact the reality of our universe, we should expect them to be complex. We can certainly say that the patterns of serious mystics definitely are. The view from neuroscience. As for the qEEG data, there was significantly more theta activity. Theta waves range from 4 to 7 hertz in the mystical condition relative to the baseline condition in the insula, BA13, the right inferior parietal lobule, IPL, BA40, and superior parietal lobule, SPL, BA7,